From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. France is in its third and final national day of mourning, paying homage to the victims of the Friday night Paris attacks that left more than 130 people dead. At midday today, there will be a moment of silence held across France and much of the European Union. Many Paris residents said there was an atmosphere of fear in the French capital today, even as they tried to go back to a normal life. This woman spoke with reporters and the Place de la République, where some of the attacks occurred.
I have a feeling that we all pretending. Like, I spent all day outside yesterday, from 9 till 5 or something. I was out, like, just wandering around, meeting friends. But we all pretending. We're all really scared. But we're scared, but we know we have to fight back, and the only way to fight back is to keep on living the way we live. So I'm going to work, and I'm scared as fuck. I'm really, really scared.
Meantime, French fighter jets launched massive airstrikes Sunday against the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, Syria. At the same time, the Islamic State has threatened more attacks in France. Also, French police have made more than 150 raids on suspected terrorists across the country. French police are looking for a suspect, Belgian Salah Abdeslam, who is still at large. The 26-year-old is one of three French brothers linked to the string of near simultaneous attacks. Egyptian security officials say police discovered the bodies of 15 African migrants shot dead in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel and Gaza, AP identifying them as Sudanese, saying they were killed near the fence that separates Sinai and Israel. This is VOA News.